Baruch Hashem, we're zocheh to begin the 14th cycle of Mishnah Yomi. This past Shabbos, we started Maseches Brachos, and just two Mishnayos a day, you can finish all of Shas Mishnayos before the next Siyum HaShas Gemara. So this is really a great opportunity to jump on board. And I thought maybe we could do a shiur of reflecting of the Mishnayos that we just learned over this past week in Maseches Brachos, and see if there's any connection to the Parsha. I don't know if it'll be a series, I guess it could take week by week, but I did find some nice ideas that I think are very relevant. So taking it from the top, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, we learn all about Hilchos Kriya Shema. We learn in the first parak, we learn about the Zman for Kriya Shema at night, for Kriya Shema during the day, and we go through all halachos going into the second parak about how you're supposed to say it, pronouncing the words, and we deal with all these halachos, and we've seen them already in the Mishnayos. But there's something interesting in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis when it talks about the Kriya Shema of Shacharis. Meimas Ikorin Shema of Shacharis. So the when do we start reading? What's the earliest time that I could read the daytime Kriya Shema? When does day begin for purposes of Kriya Shema? So the Mishnah says Mishiyakar Ben Tcheles Lavan. When you're able to differentiate between Tcheles and Lavan, blue wool and white wool. And Rabbi Eliezer argues. He says Tcheles and Karti, two different other shades of blue. It seems. And it's actually interesting, it's brought down in the Gemara in Brachos, that brings a brisa that uses a different term, but actually it's describing the same thing, and that's this Mishiyaker Schavero, that when you recognize your friend. And that's actually what's brought down Lahalacha. It's really the same time as the Tcheles and Lavan, but it's termed differently in the brisa, and that's how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Hayim Nunches. Elaborates some details. Zman Krishma Shal Shachris Mishiyira Es Chavero, when he sees his friend Haragilimo, whom he's accustomed to, Ksatz a little bit at least Berachok Dal Amos Viakirenu, and it's he sees him from 4 amos away and he recognizes him. But this is the term that's used. But why is that? What's the significance of this of the seeing of Trelis and Lavan, and why do we not use this? We use a different terminology about when you see your friend. What's that doing there? I want to ask another question that is outside of the context of Mishnayos, but it's relevant for we have coming up the Shabbos. The Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Shvat. We're doing Birchas Chodesh, benching the new month. And this is really a question for every month, but the structure is very interesting. Now, of course, it's different in different neschos, but we start off with a Yehi Ratzon. Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfar has one big Yiratzon. Chabad doesn't have that Yiratzon. Edot HaMizrach have a series of shorter Yiratzons. But after that, we have this, we announce the Molad, which is the exact point where there's going to be the new moon in the coming week. And then we say this Tefillah, Misha Osa Nisim Lavo Seinu, the one who performed Nisim for our forefathers, miracles for our forefathers, Vagalo Samiyantus Lacherus, and he redeemed them from slavery and brought them to freedom. So who Yigalo Son of Bikarov? He should do the same, he should redeem us very soon. Vikabes Nidachin, Vibokos Aretz, and should gather us from all over the world. Chaverim Kli Israel, all Jews should be friends, but no Mar Amen, we should say Amen to this. So it's a Tefillah for the month, which is interesting because we just had a Yiratzon, and then we're having this Misha Asa. And for some reason, the molad interrupts, and then after that we have the Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and we announce the Chodesh, and then we have another tefillah, Yichadasheyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have plenty of tefillos interrupted by the announcement of the molad, with the announcement of the Chodesh. If we have to announce the molad, why is the molad and the Chodesh, why are they separated by this Misha Asa, especially when the Misha Asa, we probably don't need it because we already have a Yehi Ratzon, we already have a Yechad Hashehu. Why do we need this extra tefillah? And the tefillah itself is strange because it says, the one who did Nisan for our forefathers and brought us from Avdus to Cheres, it sounds like this is something maybe you could say for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shabbos of Archim Nisan. But why are we mentioning this every month? We talk about Avdus, Tachirus. It's very interesting. And I think we can start to answer these questions actually by taking a look at another one of the Mishnayos that we saw this week. And this one is actually also in Perek Aleph, close to the end of Perek Aleph, actually. Let me get it up here. It's Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. And This is taking us back to Pesach night at the Seder. It'll sound familiar. Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We mention Nitzias Mitzrayim at night. And Amar Belezer Ben Azaria, Hari Ani Kivin Shem Shana. Famously, I'm like 7 years old. Los is Achisi Jitam or Nitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Asher Joshua Ben Zoma. And the question is, do we have mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim at night? And there's a drasha that he says Laman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeis Chameretz Yisrael Kol Yemei Chayecha. So it says mentions days Yemei Chayecha Ayamim Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. The extra word teaches nights, and the Chacham argue Yemei Chayecha is Olam Hazeh, and the Kol Yemei Chayecha is the Havili Mosa Mashiach. So the bottom line is that we have over here a drasha on the word day or days, and then an extension with the word kol that teaches me a little bit more. The way that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understands it, it refers to day and night, night and day, as opposed to the Chachamim who understand it as this world and the next world. Lamosa Mashiach, which is a time of redemption. That this world, and if you can imagine the state that they were in, the Chacham they were in during this time, was a world of Galus, and also alluding to the next world. And, or not the next world, sorry, when Mashiach comes, when they actually get a redemption. So over here in this Mishnah, we have a comparison of day and night. There's a Shema in the day, there's a Shema at night. And the Chacham understand there's a Shema of some sort, or a mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right now, and also when Mashiach comes, when we have this ultimate redemption. And if we understand nights now, there's a different type of Kriya Shema. There's a Kriya Shema of the night and a Kriya Shema of the day. We know, especially Kriya Shema, these are the first two Mishnayos of our Perek, of our Masechta, of Shas, where we have mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night and a mitzvah of Kriya Shema during the day. And it could be they represent different ideas. One is the Kriya Shema of darkness, of galus, of challenge, but of faith, of emes ve'emuna, as we say after Kriya Shema of night. But then there's the daytime Kriya Shema of emes ve'yatzav ve'nachon ve'kayim ve'yashar, of clarity, of redemption, of healing, of yemos ha'mashiach. There's also that type of Kriya Shema of expressing this joy and attributing all of redemption to Hashem. And perhaps this is the idea of Misha Yakir, that it's when somebody recognizes. So it could be, first of all, there's a made Adam Lamakum element of the Tcheles and the Lavan, the white and the blue and what that might represent. Of course, we know Chazal tells Tcheles makes us think about the sea, the sky, the Kisei Akava makes us think about Hashem. So it could be that there's this recognition of Hashem. And that's when the geula of the morning comes. When does morning start? When can I say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? When there's this hakara, this recognition of Hashem, of everything being from Hashem. But it could be also the reason, the reason we say a different terminology. We say Mishiachris Chavero, when you recognize your friend. That when we also have a hakara for others, when we care about others, so that's the time that we could bring the redemption. The redemption comes with Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chavero, with a recognition of Hashem in our lives, and of course, recognition of the other members of Klal Yisrael. And this is critical to bring the Geula. And this could be the panemius of the way the halacha is phrased, that it's when it comes to a recognition. That's the morning time. That's when you have Kriya Shema of the morning. That's when the Kriya Shema of redemption, when Klal Yisrael can recognize Hashem and recognize each other. We can already start to tell you on next week's parsha, Parshas Bo. There are a couple of ideas I think that connect to this. There's a famously a gra that's quoted about the borrowing of the kalim, the gold, the silver, the clothing. As the pasuk says that in Parak Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, Daber na Bazneam, speaking to the ears of the nation, Veishalu Ish Meis Reyehu, Veish Meis Reusa, a man from his friend, a woman from her friend. To get all these things, and to take these things. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's not talking about the Jews to the Egyptians. It's talking about the Jews to the other Jews, that they're supposed to ask each other for things. Why? To give each other the opportunity to give to each other. That they're supposed to be doing the mitzvah of recognizing others, caring about others, sharing with others, and that's going to be what brings the geula. In fact, this is on the heels of Makas Choshech, and it says in Parak Yud, Pasuk Chav Gimel, that it was so dark that lo ro ish es achiv, that a person was not able to see his brother, that the Egyptians were not able to see his brother. So it might be literal, or maybe not literal, maybe it means that they're not able to see, but that's not what the Pasuk says. It says lo ro ish es achiv, the man did not see his friend, see his brother. Not that they were not able, but he didn't. That, you know, perhaps by the Egyptians, there wasn't something as seeing his brother. There wasn't a recognition. That was a darkness. That was a gullus. And that was an Egyptian quality. But that wasn't going to be the quality of the Jews. That the Egyptians, lo ro isha sachiv. But you know how it is for Jews? You know when you get the gula? You know when you get kriyas shema shel shacharis? You know when that comes? When misha yakir es chavero, when a person recognizes his friend. And when we go to this beautiful tefillah that we have of mi shasa nisim lavosenu. So perhaps part of this the idea is that when you have the molad, so we have a yiratzon, we daven for things for our lives, but for the month, but also just a life of goodness. But then we say the molad, and the molad is where the moon comes around again. That the moon experienced darkness, gullus. It looked strong on the 15th of the month, but then got weaker and weaker and weaker until you couldn't see it at all. And you give up hope. It's in the state of gullus, the state of darkness, the state of avdus. But then what happens? We know that when Rosh Chodesh happens, things start to turn around. A little bit of life, it's reborn, and slowly but surely, within just 15 days, it grows back to full strength. And it could be that when we announce the molad, we are inspired that if this could be for the moon, if Hashem could make this miracle of a redemption for the moon right after we announce the molad, so we can daven for the same thing right now. And so it's with a different feeling that we'd say Misha Asanisim. So we say Misha Asanisim Lavosenu, the one who redeemed our fathers, right? Now that we saw the moon, we're reminded Hashem did this for Klal Yisrael, even when on the 49th level of Toma, in complete darkness and gullus of Mitzrayim. But he made Nisim and Vegalos Ameavdos Lacheris. He redeemed them, just like he redeemed them for Avdos Lacheris, as we're now newly inspired by the moon. So who Yigalos on the Bekarov, he should redeem us as well. But of course, That's the belief in Hashem. That's the belief in Hashem's ability. The Misha Asanisim, to believe in the Misha Asanisim, that Hu Yigalosanu, that's the Ben Adam Lamakom component. But there's also Ben Adam Lachavero component, because that continues. V'kabetzin echino v'arabok kamosa aretz, chaverim kol Yisrael, that we should be gathered together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Chaverim Klal Yisrael, we should be friends. Misha Yakas Chaverim, we should recognize our friends and include them in the process. That's what real redemption is. That there's a darkness, there's a gullus like the moon experienced. But we see we announce the molad, we believe again that Hashem does miracles for us, and we believe in our brothers that all Klal Yisrael should be together. And then we have this tefillah, and then of course we can announce the new month, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and then we can say a tefillah after we announce the new month, Yechad Sheyu, that Hashem should renew that month with all these good things. But it comes from this recognition of Mishiyakir Hashem, Mishiyakir this whether it's Tcheles and Lavan, Mishiyakir es Chaveiro, when we recognize Hashem and we recognize our brothers, this Beinam Lamakom, Beinam Lachaveiro, then you have the Gula, then you have Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. May we indeed be Zocha to have this redemption, to have a beautiful Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov and Hatzlacha in our attempts to go through Shas together. This is really amazing. It's the same idea. It's Bein Adam L'Makom. It's our learning Torah. It's learning and us, reading and learning and connecting to the Dvar Hashem. But of course, since this is an international global movement of Klal Yisrael, that everyone making this Siyum together, everyone in the same two Mishnayos every single day. So it's also Chaverim Klal Yisrael, it's this idea of us joining with Klal Yisrael to connect to Hashem. So we should be zocha that Misha Asanisim Lavosinu V'Gal Sam Yadus Lachiris. So who Yigalos on the Bekarov V'Kabeit Ninechenu V'Yabak Kafos Aretz Chaverim Kol Yisrael.